Good afternoon. My name is Cheyenne Cooper, and welcome to Sisterhood Podcast. Today's topic, we will be talking about self-love. This topic is very close to home for me because I grew up with low self-esteem. At 13 years old, I was a cutter. I self-harmed a lot. I was going through a period of frustration and, you know, at a time where I just wasn't healed. Like, I wasn't healed from a lot of things that took place in my life. I was in a facility at the age of 13 due to anger outbursts. And, you know, I was coping with a lot of my frustration and trauma the wrong way. So I started cutting myself. I turned to binging and purging. At one point in time, I was bulimic. Borderline anorexic at the age of 13. I was placed into a inpatient hospital to get help for it. That worked, but it was so much deeper than that. Like, I had a lot of self-image problems. I was often bullied growing up by females because I matured a lot faster than the rest of my class. I really didn't start looking into the mirror at myself until last year, I could say. Like, start really taking a look at myself and saying, like, wow, you're pretty inside out. Like, I had to do a lot of soul searching to get to the place that I am now in life. I'm a plus size woman. I come from a family of beautiful plus size women. And I could say this journey hasn't been easy. Like, the journey to self-love is never easy. You go through a lot of ugly things. Like, it's a lot of ugly, it's an ugly process. You go through a lot of emotions, such as fear, you know, anger, sadness. But the light at the end of the tunnel, as soon as you get to that point, you feel relief. Like, you feel like a sense of, it's like a calm has come over your body. Like, that's exactly how you feel. I say that loving yourself starts with you. You can't love anybody else until you are in love with the person you see in the mirror. And beauty isn't just vanity, it's sanity as well. Like, for instance, I know a lot of beautiful people in this world that, you know, their outer appearance are like beautiful features, but their inside is just so ugly. They're all full of hate and, you know, just ugliness. Like, so I'm the type of person, like, I go for people's personality. I don't care how handsome you are, how pretty you are. If you have an ugly soul, I'm automatically think you ugly. I'm not gonna want to deal with you. I'm not gonna want to be around you. I'm not gonna want to, you know, have to be around that type of person. I've always been pretty humble. I know I'm a very pretty woman. And we all have our issues. Like, we all have something about us that some may not like. But I had to do a lot of soul searching to fix the things that was unattractive about me. Like, I used to have a bad temper to the point where somebody said something to me, I was lashing out, I was just beating them up. Like, that's how bad my temper used to be. And over time, as you get older, you mature, you heal from the things that was hurting you, you know, you kind of look back at a lot of behaviors and like, wow, I really went through a transformation and I'm, you know, I'm at peace. Like, you can't believe it. Because the person I was 3+ years, 5+ years, 10+ years is so different than the person I am today. I'm a mother of two. I have a 5-year-old son and I have a 2-year-old baby girl. What I try to do with my daughter, I try to do, well, both kids, like, I build them up with affirmations every day. Oh, you're doing good, you're pretty, you're smart, you're intelligent, you know, stuff like that, like, to boost their confidence. Like, that's important also with kids. Like, you need to tell them you love them almost every day. You know, that's a lot of things I didn't have in my household. You know, my parents were kind of going through their separate issues and, just didn't really have a big support system, like, or a big, like, loving home. Like, I'm not going to say they never told me they loved me. It was probably not as much as they should have. But I don't hold that over their head. I mean, all I'm worried about is making sure the next generation is, the home is full of love and full of peace and full of happiness. Like, or the next generation is being left with homes and businesses. That's just my focus right now. Like, currently I'm the owner of Melanin Magic. I sell clothing, candles, body care, hair products is coming soon. And it's centered around just basically all I'm focused on is just making sure my kids are straight. That when I leave this world, that they will be taken care of. I don't have to worry about them going without a thing. That's how I want to leave this world. Knowing that they got businesses, that they have a home that they can build off and keep off, like keep going in generations. And that's just all I'm about. Like, I even have my son. My son, he's 5 years old. I'm about to have him start selling candy, him and my daughter. Somewhere down the line, I'm going to get them a vending machine and put it in town so they can use the funds. They'll have 50% of their funds that they gain from their business into a savings account. They're not allowed to touch it until they're 18. But while it's in a savings account, of course, I'm going to keep on adding some of my own, but their business money is going to be in there ultimately. Jumping back to self-love, like, that's a part of it too. I'm not going to say jumping back, but just that's a part of it too, building generational wealth. I know when I was younger, my grandparents had a house in Westchester. It's probably been in the house, probably been in the family for 100 years. They had it paid off, everything. This is one thing we got to stop doing in our family. Like, we not working together. Because as soon after my grandmom died and her mother died, the house just, like, tore down. Like, it needed a lot of fixing, and nobody was willing to put into the money to fix it or keep it up. And that's frustrating because I found myself at 18 years old, a year after the house was basically sold, I found myself struggling. I mean, that could have been a home I could have went to. That could have been a home any of my family members could have went to. But nobody wanted to keep up with the repairs. So that's topic number one that I'm going to close out with today. And thank you for tuning into my podcast. I hope you all have a great day.